I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are, Monday, November 16th. Thank you guys for joining us and checking in this morning on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson studio line at 702-364-9400. We have Nelsie checking in this morning. So is Deborah, Joby, Scotty, Jay. Who else here? It looks like Maria, Lance, Jim, Zach, Sandel, Jessica, Wayne. We have Turtle and Boople, Rick, Diana, and Sarah. And also checking in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. We have Mike. We have Maritza. We have Nugget, Dave, and Rhino all listening. Thank you so much, and good morning.
How's it going? How was your weekend? It's good to see you on this Monday morning.
Yeah, it's good to see you also. It was a great weekend. Really nice. I mean, we just kind of hung out at the house. It was like just a relaxing movie, kind of Thanksgiving planning weekend. I spent a lot of time like going through some of my recipe books, trying to figure out like, okay, what am I going to attempt this year? I'm trying to. We ordered like a turkey breast because I just am not going to deal with a turkey this year. And it's just too much for us four. We don't really eat that much turkey, so I'm trying to make like really good sides. So I was going through like my Joanna Gaines cookbook and my Rachel Ray cookbook and my Chrissy Teigen cookbook, trying to find, okay, what sides am I going to make this year? I want the sides to be really, really good.
Ooh, that actually sounds really good. Because you and I both agree that a turkey's nice to have a slice or two, but that's not the main event. The main event is the sides. And if you're going to experiment with some new sides, that sounds like a really good Thanksgiving coming up next week.
I was just trying to make a list, like the shopping list, because I've not gone to the grocery store since this whole I did go one time. I needed to go for an emergency, but I've hardly been to the grocery store. So my husband does all of our grocery shopping, and I'm writing down all these things. I need this certain type of sea salt. It has to be this brand, and I need this. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is so confusing. What are you doing to me? I'm like, this is what it calls for in the cookbook. I need these exact ingredients. I'm like, I need 3 large carrots. And he's like, aren't they all large? I'm like, well, no, there's baby carrots. He's like, okay. And just going through the whole thing, I think he's really stressed out by all the things that I'm going to need from him this week. But, you know, other than that, it was a really good weekend. How about you?
It was nice. It was a nice weekend. My wife and I did a hike on Saturday afternoon. We went out to Red Rock, not in the Loop, but we go to Oak Creek is the hike that we do. And we did that Saturday afternoon. And it was great. When we started the hike, it was hot outside. It was warm. And then once you get up a little bit higher elevation into this shade, the weather changes up there. It was definitely cooler up there. But we got up to we have a spot that we call it's our resting rock. We hike all the way up to this rock. It's kind of off the trail a little bit. And we go up there and we kind of sit up there, drink some water. I always bring a protein bar. But it was funny because going up there and we get closer to the rocks, it's like Jax and Zoe, they know the routine because he's like leading us, because you have to go up this trail for a quick second up to this rock. And it's like, wow, this guy knows where this rock is. And then I realize why they remember where the rock is, because I eat my protein bar, and that's when I give them their treats halfway up, give them some treats. So it's like treat rock for this guy. So he knows where the rock is, and he knows he's getting his treats on top of that rock. So it was a nice hike up there, and then obviously hike back down, and nice Saturday night. Had some sushi takeout. It was a nice relaxing weekend. It was a good one.
Pavlov, I think of the psychology class that I took in theory, the Pavlov Pavlov dog study. Do you remember that one? Classical conditioning.
Yes. The bell.
Yeah. So you take them to that rock. They see the rock. They're like, oh, rock equals treats. Dogs are so smart.
They really are. And I just wanted to go up with Jax. He's our blue healer. And we also have Zoe, who's a little chihuahua. And I didn't want to bring Zoe. My wife's like, no, let's bring Zoe. Zoe wants to get out. So I'm like, all right, so let's bring Zoe. And Zoe is an amazing hiker. It's so funny. She was leading the way at one point. She really is a great hiker. I was stunned how great her hiking abilities are.
Oh, to be underestimated by Dad.
Yes. I'll show you, Daddy.
You're never going to amount to anything in your life, little one. I'll show you.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to stay home, Dad? I'll be the best hiker in the world. So, and she was. It was crazy.
Got to throw that challenge out there. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Also, we've got a lot coming up this morning, so we're so happy to have you here. Let's start the show.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
People's Choice Awards are trending this morning. So last night, the fan-voted favorites took home awards in categories, everything from film to TV to music to pop culture. Some of the big winners last night, we'll run those down, but Demi Lovato hosted the show from the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica, California. Tyler Perry, he took home the award for People's Champion. Tracee Ellis Ross is your 2020 fashion icon. She won that award. And Jennifer Lopez, she won the People's Icon of 2020. Some other winners included Leslie Jones for the Comedy Act of 2020, Ellen Pompeo for Female TV Star of 2020, and Emma Chamberlain won for the Pop Podcast and the Social Star of 2020. Some other winners include Mandy Moore, Justin Bieber, Sofia Vergara, Ellen DeGeneres, Blake Shelton. Grey's Anatomy was the TV show of the year, and Will Smith won Male Movie Star, while Tiffany Haddish won Female Movie Star.
Ellen DeGeneres, I have some audio from Ellen. She won, and you know, she had all that heat and backlash from her staff, the way she treats her staff. She was over the top when it came to thanking her staff after winning on Sunday night.
I am not only accepting this award for myself, I'm accepting it on behalf of my amazing crew, my amazing staff who make this show possible. They show up every single day. They give 100% of themselves, 100% of the time. I love them all, and I thank them for what they do every single day to help that show be the best.
That's a nice way to end the year, considering the year she had. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all had a rough one, but she had a real rough one.
She took it to the extreme, and then we also got Justin Bieber performing Lonely last night.
Everybody knows my past now. My house was always made of glass. Price you pay for the money and fame at an early age. And everybody saw me sick. And it felt like
I didn't watch it last night. I was distracted. I was going to watch it, but then I saw all the winners. I hate when they don't do these shows live. I see them all online, and I'm like, okay, I already know who won, so why would I waste my time watching?
It's got to affect the West Coast audience. It really does. I'm going to say, I completely forgot they were on last night, to be honest, but with any award show that we get taped late, you see stuff. I'm like, okay, cool, that's who won. There were no surprises, nothing to watch. All right, cool, I got it.
Yeah, so also trending this morning, The Crown, the fourth season of the Netflix series premiered on Sunday. This season of the Netflix drama introduces fans to some new but very familiar characters, including Princess Diana and British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Now, Emma Corrin, she plays the young Diana, and the X-Files star Gillian Anderson, she plays Thatcher. There are many moments during the season, though, that have fans Googling, did that really happen? Creators say the show is based on real life events, but not entirely factual. So they make some of these scenes more dramatic for the viewers. There, I watched the first episode, and I actually forgot to. It was late, so I need to Google this morning. There's something that happens in the first episode, and I'm like, did that really happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was really shocked. It was very sad. I had no idea if that's actually... I have a feeling it did happen. I think it's part of history. I just didn't know that it happened. So it's really good. I love that show.
Is it something with Diana, Charles? Or?
No, it's with another family member that was just kind of horrific. And I was like, oh, wow. I had no idea that happened to that person. So spoiler alert. I won't tell you who it
well,
was.
Well, it's out there.
If it's in history,
no spoiler.
So also trending this morning is Zoom. Zoom is lifting its 40-minute restriction on free video chats for Thanksgiving. Their free basic plan, if you have it, it cuts off at 40 minutes as an incentive to get users to upgrade. Well, they say as a thank you to customers, they're going to be lifting that from midnight November 26th through 6 a.m. on November 27th. So it should make it easier for families and friends to connect. And then Cholula is trending this morning. Fans of the hot sauce have a new and sanitary fix to get their fix when they go out to eat. Cholula has made hands-free hot sauce dispensers to replace bottles at restaurants. The concept is similar to the touchless faucets. All you got to do is hover your hand over it and Cholula's hot sauce will come right out. It's battery operated, holds 32 ounces of hot sauce. They're going to have a limited number to purchase if you'd like to get your own on December 1st at noon through their website, Cholula.com. For $130, you'll get a dispenser, you'll get a half-gallon jug of sauce, and you'll get free shipping. And that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1303.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It is Monday, November 16th. We are 10 days out from Thanksgiving, which is just crazy. I'm just having a hard time grasping the fact that we're in the middle of November right now. I don't know why it's hitting me so hard. I think this weekend, as we're walking around the neighborhood, I'm seeing everybody put up all their holiday lights and stuff. And there's this one house in my neighborhood. They went all out. I mean, they've got like everything. Santa sleigh, snowmen, candy canes hanging from the trees. It's beautiful. And we keep going back at night to see it lit up. They haven't lit it up yet. I'm just like, when are you turning on the lights? I want to see this beautiful, beautiful home. So I'm super excited.
It feels right. I mean, if you go back a year ago, I probably wouldn't agree on Christmas decorations going up mid-November, but I'm seeing more and more in my neighborhood and it looked really good. And then Saturday night, we were driving by downtown Summerlin, and it looks like they have the lights on there at downtown Summerlin. I don't know if they have how much Christmas stuff, holiday stuff they're going on inside, but just the buildings themselves, they have the lights all lit up, and it looked really nice.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it. So that's just the little thing that makes me smile right now. Sometimes it just takes the little things this morning. So how are you doing?
Good. I want to give you a little pop quiz because I'm having a hard time figuring this one out. So how it works here on my side of the studio, when the show starts, I load up my audio that I need for the day, and I have what's called a hotkey, and it's Monday's hotkey. So I go in and open up Monday's hotkey, and I load up the stuff that I need for today. But I also see the stuff we used last Monday, and I always play a little game with myself, like, oh, why did we need that? So there's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. I'm like, we probably talked about that song, Christmas music being played last week. But I can't figure out why a week ago we needed cow sound effects.
I don't know. That is a great question.
Obviously, a week ago, the show you and I did, we used cow sound effects. And I have no idea why we needed cow sound effects. I do this every day with myself. I kind of play a little game. As to, oh, yeah, we needed that for this. We talked about that. But I can't tell you why we needed cows.
I think I remember doing a story about cows and that how some people have never seen a cow. And you just inserted that. We did not need it by any means, but you took it upon yourself to insert it.
Listen, when you're talking about cows, in case people are like, a cow? What is a cow?
What is a cow? What does? I wish I knew what a cow sounded like. Oh, thank you for playing that sound.
It just adds a little something. It's theater of the mind. I like to, you know, build the story a little bit more than just the story. And then we had your daughter on because she has seen cows before.
Yes, we asked her if she saw a cow. So, sometimes you just got to talk it out. Yeah. It'll come out there. I have a pop quiz for you. Do you know what a nerdle is?
A nerdle is, that's someone who loves to eat nerds. They're
no,
a nerdle.
It's spelled N-U-R-D-L-E, nerdle. You probably had one in your mouth this morning, actually.
Is that the hangy thing? No, it's not. Is that the hangy thing in the back of your mouth?
Nope. A nurdle is a blob of toothpaste. I learned something new this weekend. I learned that a blob of toothpaste is called a nurdle. I had no idea. I thought that was very interesting.
Now, you're talking about the white, crusty stuff that sometimes forms around your mouth because you don't wipe it off completely, or the actual clump of toothpaste you put on the toothbrush?
The clump of toothpaste you put on the toothbrush. So you can tell tonight when you brush your teeth, you have someone near you, say, do you know this is called a nurdle? And you can just astound all of them. And they're going to be like, wow. And that'll be your little your little party fact for people when you can start going to parties again. So Nurdle, that's a blob of toothpaste. There you go.
See, the show educates.
Cows,
we really do.
Toothpaste, we talk about everything.
We cover it all. Lots coming up on today's show, including coming up next, we do have the dirt. We talked about the crown earlier in what's trending. Coming up in the dirt, we have some controversy surrounding Prince Charles's birthday. Details coming up in 7 minutes. That's Dua Lipa on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. And last week, we got you tickets into Dua Lipa's virtual concert. This week, we have more tickets for you into an awesome virtual concert. We're talking about Live in the Vineyard Presents Holly Special, a virtual concert.
Yeah, Live in the Vineyard is such an amazing event. And like most things this year, it has gone virtual. But you can see artists like Train, Jewel, Matt Nathanson, Leslie Odom Jr. for King and Country and more. We have exclusive access to this virtual concert along with a holiday gift box. And all you got to do to get in is to register to win on the website mix941.fm.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
So everyone except Meghan and Harry wished Prince Charles a happy birthday. The royal family wished Prince Charles a happy birthday over the weekend. He turned 72 on Saturday. But Meghan Markle and Prince Harry did not post a tribute, and some people are reading into this.
Now, I know people are going to read into things, but who's to say they didn't pick up the phone and just call and wish him a happy birthday? Like, all of a sudden, we're, oh, they didn't post. Oh, they hate each other. Well, maybe they had a conversation. They don't strike me as overzealous posters.
Yeah, they would do the big over-the-top post.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, father-in-law, you're amazing. Remember this time? And yeah, a lot of people just...
searching GIFs for a happy birthday blinking thing. I don't think they do that.
Tabloids are running with it, though. They are running with it. Thor, Love and Thunder has added another Chris. Despite recently being named the worst Hollywood Chris, this was a whole Twitter thing, Chris Pratt will star alongside Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman in Thor, Love and Thunder. They had great chemistry in Avengers Endgame. Now, the movie isn't due out until February of 2022, but they're adding some cast members to the movie. That should be good.
I'm forgetting the fourth Chris. I got Hemsworth, Pine, Pratt. Who's the fourth one?
Hemsworth, Pine, Pratt. Not Chris Klein.
I can't remember who the fourth one is.
702-364-9400. There's four of them, right?
Because I don't think Chris Pratt is the worst one. I think he's like, I think he's the second best one. I think Chris Hemsworth is the best one, but
Pratt,
I thought Klein. If this fourth one we can't remember, then maybe no one's the worst, first of all. They're all great. I don't know why we pit everyone against each other, but...
And there's definitely four. We're just missing one.
There's four. Yeah. Evans! Captain America!
Hey.
No doy! Sorry. I don't know. And he's actually the one that gets the highest rating of all the Chris's, and I forgot. How can you forget Captain America? What is wrong with you? It is Monday morning.
Ariana Grande's Positions is the number one album in the country for the second week in a row. It's good stuff, right? It is time for the annual Forbes.com list of the 13 top earning dead celebrities. And once again this year, Michael Jackson is number one. He actually topped the list in 10 of the 12 years since his death back in 2009.
Wow.
Number two is Theodore Dr. Seuss Giselle. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz is number three. Arnold Palmer is number four. Elvis is number five. And they're saying he is down this year because Graceland was closed for 2 months because of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
And it's now operating at a reduced capacity, so it's not making as much money as it has in years past. Kobe Bryant, who we lost this year, is number six.
That's why I thought he would be higher, but I don't know what's going on, like with his estate and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's great that their families are benefiting from the talents of that person. Still so sad that they're all gone.
Yeah, right. Sportsbooks now have betting odds on who will be the new host of Jeopardy. The best odds go to Ken Jennings, but the worst odds go to Joe Rogan. 66-1 odds that Joe Rogan would take over as the host of Jeopardy.
Oh, wow. Well, he's a great podcast host, but...
Oh, my God, his podcast is amazing, yeah. Some interesting names, though, on this list. So they have Pat Sajak, 16-1 odds. Ryan Seacrest, 18-1 odds. Tom Bergeron, who's looking for a gig, 18-1 odds. We also got Katie Couric on there, John Stewart, Chris Harrison, Steve Harvey, Erin Andrews, who's no longer with Dancing with the Stars. She's got kind of low odds, 50-1 odds for her to take over as the host. But interesting names on this list.
Yeah, put a dollar on that one. You never know.
That's right, yeah. All right, coming up next hour in the dirt, Dua Lipa is about to go where no pop star has gone before. I'll explain at 7:15.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it is Jason Derulo, Savage Love, and it is 6:34, Mercedes in the Morning, coming off of the weekend. Hopefully you guys had a great one. Thank you for joining us this morning, and you had a good weekend?
Yeah, great weekend. Really nice, relaxing weekend. Got a hike in there, got some stuff done around the house. It was something funny that happened last week that I didn't get a chance to tell you yet. It involves John Barr from Finley Toyota, and I was out there last week doing some stuff with John, recording some stuff, and we're getting ready to start filming something, and on the overhead speakers there inside Finley Toyota, there's music playing, and it was Elton John's Tiny Dancer.
Lay me down and she's so blended.
And one of her coworkers goes, you know, the music's kind of loud, we need Tony Danza to stop here, and then we can start. And John's like, huh? And the guy says to John, oh, the song, Elton John's Tiny Dancer, but I always hear Tony Danza. And John Barr just like, wait, what? Oh my gosh, you're right. John Barr never heard that misunderstood lyric, the Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, that very comical misheard lyric. And we told that to John, and he was in tears laughing over it, just never realizing that misunderstood lyric.
I'm surprised he was never exposed to that, especially with his background in music. Like, that is one of those iconic misunderstood song lyrics. So Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. I'm shocked he had never heard of it before.
And I was stunned too, because it was also featured in a couple movies. I remember seeing it in a movie, but it was so funny to John. To every other person that was interacting with us, he would bring it up to them. He's like, hey, you know that song, Tiny Danza? I keep saying Danza.
Tiny Danza.
But it was just so funny how he heard it from us for the first time. It was just in tears over the whole thing. It is one of those funny misunderstood song lyrics.
It is. I think there's some more current ones. I like to change the song lyrics to make them funny in my mind. There's a couple of them that I know what they're really saying, but I change them because it entertains me. Like, for instance, you know the song Monster by Rihanna?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so the very first line of that song, I'm friends with the monster.
Uh-huh.
That's under my bed. I change that. And it's one change in the word monster, but I think it's hilarious. And I just picture someone with a yellow bottle of French's mustard under their bed, and then you sing this. Friends with the mustard that's under my bed. I always sing that. I always change it to mustard. And if you listen to it enough, it sounds like mustard. Do it. If you play it again, I'm not going to say anything. Just in your mind, think of the word mustard, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of
my... Oh, yeah, it does.
Doesn't it sound
works.
Like mustard?
With the voices inside of my head.
And then the other one, can you tell I like to change lyrics about food? It's Missy Elliott.
Uh-huh.
Get Your Freak On. You know that song?
Oh, yeah,
Get Your Freak On. Uh-huh. Get Your Freak On. Well, in my mind, I'm thinking about Free Cone Day. And I'm like, get your free cone. Get your free cone. I always change that one in my mind, too.
I'm trying to pull it up here. Let's see here. Oh, why don't we have that one? But
oh,
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, though. It's
get
a classic.
Get your free cone. And so those are a couple of my favorite misunderstood lyrics. But I change them on purpose because I think they're funnier that way.
Yeah, so much better. Okay, what if I just threw a song your way? What if I throw this Michael Jackson song? Just change the lyrics on the spot. Ready?
I want to love you.
I'm not that good. Wait, did you have something in mind?
I didn't. I had that song from earlier. This one, people say they hear, instead of we built this city on rock and roll, we built this city on sausage rolls.
See, I changed that one as a kid. It was Rocky Road, ice cream. Food. It's very scary. Like, I love to talk about food. We're getting some texts here at 702-364-9400. Used to think jitterbug was, I want a chili dog. Are you thinking of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go? Or is it the actual jitterbug? Because I don't know that. this one says, the song Why I Got You On My Mind, I always say Why I Give You All My Money. Yeah, some of these songs, I'm not sure. Do you have a favorite one?
Well, there's one, too, that I can't. I hear it. I always think of the parody. It's the Michael Jackson, sticking with the Michael Jackson theme here. The Beat It. I always hear Weird Al's Eat It.
Oh, yeah.
It's just stuck in my head. Like, Weird Al's Eat It is the right way, and Beat It is the misheard lyric.
You know the song Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis?
Yeah.
There's another one. Food related. Uh-huh. There's a point in the song where it'll say, you call me up and I keep. You know that?
Yes,
where
yeah.
She says, you call me up. And in my mind, she's saying, you call me a banana. And I just picture her as like, you're a banana. If you listen to it, it sounds like, you call me a banana. And I always change that. It's very, I'm hungry. I can't help it.
You banana. You,
oh my gosh. I'm going to write a song about this. You called me a banana.
Inspiration comes from the strangest places.
Yeah, we can't help ourselves. I'm sorry.
All right, the Hot 3 is coming up next. What do we got?
All right, so 22% of people, you're going to be doing this for the first time this year. What is it? Also, the four words that instantly make you seem more polite and... A porch pirate. He has to go to court to defend himself. They got him on camera. He's saying, no, I did not do this. But he made one tragic mistake. We'll tell you what it was coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Maren Morris, The Bones. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
Thanksgiving dinners are going to be a lot smaller this year, but according to a new survey, that means 2/3 of people are going to be having dinner in their own home. So there are going to be a lot of rookies out there handling Thanksgiving cooking. 22% of people say this year will be their first shot at making Thanksgiving dinner, and 2/3 of them are worried about completely botching that. In case that happens, There are just FYI, there are plenty of fast food spots that usually stay open on Thanksgiving, so you can always run there. But 22% of people doing it for the very first time.
And think about it, if you're botching it, you're probably botching it for a small amount of people, your immediate family, not some huge, not that that's any better, but it's not some huge gathering. You're not botching it for 20 people or maybe 25 people. It's a small household.
I'm very concerned. I think I may botch Thanksgiving dinner, not just for my family, but I think I may be botching it for my mom and my brother who are spending Thanksgiving dinner together. I think I'm on the verge of a catastrophe here.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Okay.
So your mom and brother, your brother is living with your mom right now. He just kind of moved in to help her out during the pandemic.
Yes.
They are having Thanksgiving together. You're not going to be there.
Mm-mm.
You ordered some kind of food thing online to arrive at the house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I think you mentioned that before in the show, and you're afraid that maybe it's going to come early and it's going to be sitting in the fridge too long or the freezer too long, and it might not be good when it comes time to cook it.
See, I don't have to tell any stories with you.
Is that really what it is?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. So there you go. you completely read my mind.
I solved the puzzle. We were dialed in. So when's it supposed to arrive?
That's actually, that's not it, but I just wanted to make you feel good. It's actually the opposite of that. I'm afraid it's going to arrive late.
Oh.
You could pay for shipping depending, the price for it depended on the day you wanted it to get there. Mm. So if you wanted it to get there on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, shipping was $54. And I'm like, no way. But shipping on Wednesday was only $11.95. So I'm like, why is it cheaper on Wednesday than Tuesday? Or Monday, like Monday and Tuesday were so expensive. So I read the fine print and it said that the items could arrive a day earlier or a day later. Well, a day later, they don't do deliveries on Thanksgiving. So that would be Friday. Well, I went ahead and rolled the dice on both of our meals. And it's just the turkey breast. I mean, I'm doing the sides, she's doing sides, but it's the star of the show, supposedly. So now I'm worried that the turkey's not going to come on Wednesday because it may, you know, what's going on with the post office? I don't know. So I'm afraid that that's what's going to happen. She's going to be waiting for it. Like, the turkey breast is not here. What happened? I don't know. I was too cheap to pay $55 for the expensive shipping, and I only went with the $11.95 one on Wednesday.
That's a big difference in price. That is a huge... And I feel like you ordered it a long time ago. You brought this up on the show
Mine a long time ago. I just ordered it for her this past weekend.
Oh.
Because we were talking. I was like, what are you guys going to do? And she's like, I don't know. It's just the two of us. I'm like, ha, I got an idea. I'll buy you this turkey breast. That's what we got. And she's like, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. And so that's what I did again. And I really hope that they send them out on time. I'm super scared about that.
They give you a tracking device, a tracking number to follow it. And you can kind of monitor it. So Wednesday afternoon, you see it's not going to happen. Then you give your brother a heads up like, hey, would you mind running to the store and buying a turkey and cooking it for mom?
They haven't given me a tracking number yet. I should get one here. I'm guessing once they start sending them out. But this could be catastrophe. I could ruin two Thanksgivings. So I'll keep you posted.
Please do.
Might be very exciting.
Please do.
Also this morning, saying four words can instantly make you seem polite. Experts say when you're at a party or an event, even though we're not at them right now, but you find yourself in conversation with someone you don't know well or even at all, try and see how long you can hold off talking about what they do for a living. Now, when you do get to that point, they say saying these words instantly makes you seem more polite. So they say, oh, I'm a butcher. And you say these four words. Wow, that sounds hard. That instantly makes you seem polite. They say these words make a person feel validated and it actually helps you make a connection with the person.
That's a good. So we're in a conversation. Mercedes, you tell me you host a radio show. Wow, that sounds hard.
Oh, well, it can be at times. I'm like, they think what I do sounds hard. I can see why that would bring your guard down a little bit. Mm-hmm. I would definitely feel that way. Would you if someone said that to you?
Yeah, I would. Or what if I said, oh, Mercedes, that sounds awesome. Is that the same as something sounding hard? Before saying something sounds hard or sounds awesome?
For me, awesome sounds like you're just trying to appease me as opposed to that sounds hard. That's like, wow, this person has a newfound respect for me. Well, let me tell them how I do this. I don't know. Awesome is it's better than that sounds dumb.
That sounds easy.
I'll take that over the latter. Finally, this morning. Now, this guy clearly has a lucky shirt. That is now officially his unlucky shirt. There's a guy in Goose Creek, South Carolina, and he was busted last week for stealing packages off of two people's porches. And when he went to court the next day, he decided to wear the same shirt. Now, because I know you're wondering about this amazing shirt he wears to all his big life moments, it's a green t-shirt with a red box in the center that has a North Face logo. The guy was caught on surveillance stealing these packages off of porches. So when they show the video of him stealing them and he's trying to say it's not him and he's wearing the exact same shirt, there's not much discussion left there. The police haven't released the guy's name or what charges he's facing, but they did release the surveillance shots of him during the burglaries and the courtroom photos that show him in the exact same shirt. So just a note to all you porch pirates, because I know you're coming out in droves here sooner than later. Maybe when you go to court after you're busted off of someone's Ring doorbell, don't wear the exact same thing you wore when you picked up those packages.
Change your clothes, change your hair, change everything about yourself.
Or just don't do it in the first place, loser. Right,
coming up, that loser. Dirt's coming up next hour.
That's Alanis on Mix 94.1. 7:02, Mercedes in the morning and coming off of the weekend. Hope you had a good one. We were talking in it was Hot 3 last hour, and I just got a text on something that we spoke about. I was talking about Thanksgiving dinner and how 22% of people will be cooking Thanksgiving dinner for the first time this year. A lot of rookies out there just because of everything that's going on. And I mentioned how I purchased a turkey breast for myself and my mom, ordered it because we just don't eat a ton of turkey. And I'll be honest, I don't think cooking a turkey is my forte. So I did it for myself and my mom. And I said that the shipping from this company was like $55 to get it there on Monday or Tuesday. But it was only $11.95 if you waited till Wednesday. And I thought, that's so weird. Why would it be cheaper the day before? It seems like it would be fresher. And then in the fine print, it said down below, could arrive a day earlier or a day later. Well, if it arrives a day later, there's no Thanksgiving delivery. So that means it's going to get there on Friday. Well, I rolled the dice on that one. And I could not bring myself to pay $55 to have a turkey breast delivered. That's more than what the turkey breast itself cost. So I couldn't justify that. And someone asked, like, who on earth charges that much to ship a turkey breast? And look, I get it. They're going to be inundated with orders. You pay for the convenience. So I get that. But in my mind, I felt like it was better to roll the dice and possibly not have it there for Thanksgiving than pay that much to have something shipped when the shipping is more than the product. That's where I have a problem.
It's so not worth it. And you roll the dice not knowing that fine print. And I think a lot of us would have done the same thing. Because you see $55 for Monday and Tuesday, thinking Thanksgiving's not till Thursday. They get it Wednesday. That's plenty of time to do whatever they need to do with that turkey to have it ready on Thursday. But that fine print,
I'm nervous. I'm afraid it's not going to get there.
Well, knowing that, if you knew that fine print in advance, that it might not get there until Friday, would you have paid the $55 to secure the turkey for Thanksgiving?
No, I wouldn't have. That's too much. When one day is $11 and the day before is $55, mm-hmm. I may have made a tragic mistake here.
We're not there yet.
I know. I'm just hoping that they have mercy on us people who ordered Wednesday and maybe just ship it out with the Tuesday ones. I'm really hoping. But is there anything that you can't justify spending the money on? Or is there something that you want to know? Like, why is this so expensive? It's something that maybe everyone buys and we just are conditioned to pay more for it. But at the end of the day, you wonder, why do we pay so much for these things? 702-364-9400 is our number. You can call or text us. What is it that you have a hard time spending money on?
Is there really a difference in face lotion? I might answer my question here when I tell you the story, because for the longest time, I've been using this stuff called Elemis. It's a line of face cream. So on my face, someone told me to use good face products. It makes your face look better, helps with wrinkles and everything else. I'm like, all right, I'll try this Elemis. And I've been using it for years. And the lotion itself is like $69 for the lotion. And that's an expensive face lotion. And I ran out a couple months ago, and I was at Walgreens. I'm like, I need face lotion. I haven't had time to order my Elemis. So I just grabbed some Olay, just some regular Olay. It was $13, a lot cheaper, lasted a lot longer. But I did feel like my face was breaking out. Maybe it was just in my head. But the Olay ran out, and I went back to the Elemis over the weekend. $69 for face lotion. But as I'm ordering, I'm thinking, you can get stuff at the grocery store for $14. Is there a big difference between the two?
I do believe that there is a difference with some things. Now, some products, I think you can get a comparable version for a lot less money. Sometimes you're just paying for the name. Mm-hmm. But I do think that on certain drugstore brands, that some of them are just either A, so watered down, they don't have the active ingredients, and some of them have ingredients that will irritate your skin. In that case, nothing against Olay people, but I just think that you could get a better quality and not have to pay $60-some. I think, like, I've talked about CeraVe. That I get a big old tub of that stuff for my face moisturizer. It's like $20, and it lasts me forever, and it's good quality. It's okay. Really good quality. But it just depends on what you're doing. Then I've also had the La Mer skin cream, and that, don't look up the price on that. It's stupid. I've never purchased it for myself, just for the record. It's been a gift from my husband, but still comes from the same pocket.
Yeah.
The quality is like incredible. It's like putting a cloud on your face. But every time I'd use it, I'd be so stingy with it and so scared. Like, why does this cost so much? So what do you have a hard time spending money on? Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
It's Jennifer. Hey. And I have to say, I would not spend $1,000 on an iPhone, but that's just me. I know some do.
Oh, yeah, there are probably people listening on their phone right now, listening on an iPhone that is spent. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, the big expensive one with all the memory, my husband always wants that one. I'm like, you text and surf the internet on
your husband
it,
does pictures, photography, there's
does.
Certain things.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think any phone, you look at any phone back when cell phones first started, I mean, they were not a thousand, you're buying a computer is what you're doing. More than the price of a computer. It's insane, but so many of us do it. Go out and buy these expensive, fancy phones.
I redecorated our living room and our family room, and I wanted to buy a bunch of new throw pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Why are throw pillows so expensive? All the throw pillows I liked were like $50, $60, $70, and there was nothing necessarily special about them. There were just pillows and colors and patterns I liked, but they were so expensive. Why do throw pillows cost so much?
And they are the throwaway pillows that are just there for show. You're not like sleeping on that thing every night and getting a great benefit. They may look nice, but why such a pricey tag on throw pillows?
I don't know. In my mind, a throw pillow, like $15, maybe $20 if it's got some stitching on it or something. But these things are $50. I can't do it. Heather says, anything for myself, anything on my list is, I'm like freaking Oprah. Why do I like everything expensive? Janice says shoes. Why? I can't spend money on shoes. Lisa says she has a hard time spending money on razors. Yeah. And then you got that pink tax. Our razors cost more than your razors,
it's
which I
fair.
Don't understand.
Same with dry cleaning, too, at some places, which makes zero sense to me.
Oh, I know. My shirt's smaller than my husband's, but he pays less than I do.
It should be based on fabric. Whoever has the most fabric on the shirt, you got to pay more. Yeah. Or just have a flat fee for dry cleaning a shirt.
We sound like a bunch of Scrooges.
We do,
why
don't we?
Pay for this? I don't need to. It's just these are the things that, you know, you try to pinch some pennies in this time of the year. It's crazy.
All right, coming up here in the dirt, Dua Lipa is about to go where no pop star has gone before. Details coming up in just about 8 minutes. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we love our teachers. And right now, we're looking for Mercedes in the Morning's Teacher of the Month.
We want to honor one of you amazing teachers here in the Las Vegas Valley for all of the things that you do for your students, especially during this time. A lot of virtual learning going on out there, and if it's not virtual and you're in person and you're dealing with all of the elements that come with that, we salute you. So here's what we need you to do. We need kids or their parents to nominate a teacher that they think is worthy of winning Teacher of the Month. The winning teacher, you're going to get a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevy. And the nominating student, you'll get a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Credit Union.
Yeah, just go to our website right now, mix941.fm. We're looking for the November Teacher of the Month, and we're going to look for that teacher sooner than later. We're going to announce the winner this week, because next week is Thanksgiving.
I believe on Thursday we will be announcing the winner.
Yeah, so go to our website right now and nominate your teacher, mix941.fm.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
There are often death hoaxes and conspiracies on celebrities, and for some reason, they go viral online, forcing celebrities to announce that they are fake news, that they're still here, they're still fine, or it's whatever conspiracy theory is fake. And we actually have a list of some of the bigger ones. I guess over the weekend, there was one about Drake, that he was just the victim of a viral death hoax over the weekend.
I saw that one. It took my breath away for a second, then I looked it up and saw it was a hoax.
Yeah, he's doing just fine. I never heard of this one before. Paul McCartney, there's a conspiracy that he died in 1966, and ever since then, he's been portrayed by a lookalike and soundalike as well.
Isn't that on one of the Beatles albums, if you play it backwards, it says Paul is dead or something like that?
Oh yeah, the walrus is dead or something.
I can't
with the
remember
walrus,
so I thought I heard something like that.
I remember this one. Avril Lavigne, rumors began circulating in April of 2003 that she killed herself after her grandfather's death, and then she was replaced. And there's actually, go online, there's pictures and photos. People really try to prove that one right. Nick Jonas. There have been a few on Nick Jonas. One report said he died of cardiac arrest due to complications from his diabetes. One other said his heart stopped after a lap dance in a Dallas strip club.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. You're pretty old. That's very scary.
This is some good news. Singer Ryan Cabrera talking about this guy right here.
On the way down, I saw you, and you saved me from myself.
and WWE star Alexa Bliss, who's been on this show before, they are engaged. So 2 years ago, Ryan was dating Audrina Partridge from The Hills. A year ago, he met Alexa. Actually, The Miz introduced the two, and here they are, engaged now over the weekend.
Congratulations. I had no idea they were an item, honestly.
Same here, until I saw the news over the weekend. Then from a relationship beginning to one ending, Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis broke up. They've been together for 7 years. They've got two kids. They've been engaged but never married, but the two, they just apparently have broken up.
That's sad.
I know. It's always sad, especially when there's kids involved.
Yeah.
Looking for some TV? This week, The Fresh Prince, that reunion special, hits HBO Max on November 19th. So if you're looking for some TV, you have the Fresh Prince reunion. Dua Lipa. This is cool. Dua Lipa will be a playable character in FIFA 21. Other celebrities you can access on the video game are David Beckham. How fitting. Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton, DJ Snake, and a couple others. But Dua Lipa to be the first playable pop star on the FIFA game.
I am so picking her on FIFA. I want Dua Lipa on my team for sure.
She'd be awesome, right? This is crazy. It currently pays to get a viral video on TikTok. So let's talk about Nathan Apodaca. He's the viral Fleetwood Mac dream skateboarder guy. So prior to going viral, he was living in an RV with no running water. The RV was parked in front of his brother's house where he used the shower and toilet. Well, now Nathan, he now has a new house. He just paid $320,000 cash for a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house in his hometown of Idaho Falls. He gets the keys to the house next week.
That's pretty impressive. Is it all from just TikTok? Or I'm sure he's got a bunch of sponsorships. I'm sure Ocean Spray. Their sales have had to have gone up because people were just buying them to reenact that video.
Actually, Ocean Spray gave him a truck, so we got a new car from Ocean Spray. He got engaged last week, and he also got new teeth. He got a set of $40,000 veneers, so he's got new teeth, and I think they were donated as well. So the guy is living large right now.
That's good for him. Just one small thing he decided to do that morning, going to work because his truck wouldn't start. And boom, look what happened. That's pretty crazy.
It is a great good feel video. And then the video, the commercial that TikTok made out of that video, I just watching it makes you feel really good.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's get back into the music. Here is Lorde. It's Mix 94.1.
I've never seen live that fantasy.
That's Lorde on Mix 94.1. It is 7:30 Monday morning. This is Mercedes in the Morning, and I've always wondered if people do that. I heard a rumor that someone did this underneath Allegiant Stadium, but I don't know if you heard that story. Did you hear that?
No. We're talking about Mercedes, and we're talking about off the air is leaving your mark. If you work in construction or building something, so many beautiful hotels been built here in town. Do you leave your mark? Do you sign your name somewhere on I don't know, a panel or something? So your name is somewhere inside that building, inside that hotel. What's the Allegiant Stadium one?
I heard that when they were building Allegiant Stadium, one of the construction workers on the crew, it was a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. And I heard that he buried a Kansas City Chiefs jersey underneath the stadium.
Ooh, it's actually buried underneath there?
Yeah, then when they were doing it, he took that Kansas City Chiefs jersey and buried it underneath there. And I don't know. If you think about it, it makes sense. There's a lot of people from other places that live here. A lot of people establish their football team and then they move here. We had no football team. And so someone's working construction, they love their Chiefs, and they're like, ha ha, big division rivals, the Raiders. Why not throw a jersey in there? Hopefully it wasn't a very valuable one. So, you know, one of the knockoff ones or something. But needless to say, that would in your mind, to know that you're the only one that, well, now we all know, but I don't know if that really happened. Does anyone know? And have you ever made your mark on a place that you either worked on or that you went to or you signed something? Just yesterday, we went on our walk and we went a route that we normally don't go. And for some reason, my eyes were drawn to it. In the sidewalk, someone had, in wet concrete, put their initials. And I just remember the initials were MBM. And I just looked at it and I was like, MBM. And then there was a date next to it. And I thought, I wonder who that person was. It was a long time ago. It was like, I want to say it was in 2012 or, yeah, I think it was 2012. So I just thought, wow, that's really interesting. That person saw wet sidewalk. Maybe they laid the concrete. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But then they decided to put their initials in it, and they left their mark.
Where have you left your mark? And going back to that Chiefs one, we'll find out if it's a good luck or bad luck thing for the Chiefs, because they'll be playing in Allegiant Stadium for the first time this Sunday. So we got to follow, is it the curse of the Chiefs jersey? We'll find out on Sunday. I left my mark when I worked in the hotel back east, the Inn at Lambertville Station. I worked there in high school and early days of college. And the elevator had a simple on-off switch you could stop, which you can't have in elevators anymore. It's illegal. But I stopped the elevator between the second and third floor, just opened up the elevator door, and I signed my name on the elevator shaft, on the wall inside there. So unless someone went through there and stopped between the second and third floor, my name should still be there. And I went back there about 2 years ago, Christmas time. I wanted to show my parents, and so we got in the elevator, but they have since switched it where you need a key to stop the elevator. Oh. You can't just stop it with a switch anymore. So I have no way of knowing if my name is still on the elevator shaft at the Inn at Lambertville Station.
Okay, so have you ever left your mark somewhere, and where was it? And if you worked on that stadium, and we know a lot of you did or know someone who did, what's the story on the jersey? 702-364-9400. This one says, this text just came in. It says, I signed my name on the inside of the closet in my dorm room. Very back corner. Have you ever thought about going back to see if it's still there? Did anyone notice? Did they paint over it? What's the situation on that one?
You mentioned, too, over the summer where you were having the first floor of your house remodeled, and it tore down a wall, and on the other side of the wall was kind of debris and trash and stuff. Do you think that was the last construction crew leaving their mark of leaving debris behind?
Yes, and I had so many people reach out to me, and they said, unfortunately, some people will be jerks and do that, or they just get lazy and they leave all their lunch stuff. And I thought, like, that is just so weird, like, that they would do that, you know?
Of all calling cards, maybe write down, this house was built by Tom, Sarah, Jessica, Eddie, or leave a business card or something, not an empty bag of Doritos inside there.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't something that could have smelled like a tuna fish sandwich or something. But yeah, that I thought that was so bizarre. Let's talk to Christine. Christine, where did you make your mark?
Hi, my name is Christine. I've actually worked at the stadium for the builder McCarthy there, and the whole jersey story, that is not true. It's a rumor that happened, but yeah, one of the workers did want to put a jersey there. They did not let him, so that is not true. But on every hotel we build out here, we do put our mark. Usually the iron workers will put a whole piece of iron out and we'll sign our name on it, and that will go and stay on the building.
Okay, so is that on Allegiant Stadium somewhere?
It is. That was the last piece of iron that was hung on Allegiant Stadium. All the iron workers and everyone got to sign it, and then they put that up on Allegiant Stadium. That usually happens for every building out here.
Well, thank you for clarifying that, Christine, because, yeah, you don't know what's rumor, what's old wives' tale. Robert actually also wants to make a comment on the Chiefs jersey. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Mercedes. Yeah, I actually know the sister of the gentleman that did that, but he will not confirm or deny whether or not he did that.
This is our rumor.
Yeah, right. Sorry. The okay. Sister of the brother of the uncle that left the jersey.
Hey, everybody knows someone. This is the biggest little town ever. Yep. I don't care what Reno says. Everyone has a connection to everyone else in this town.
Christine, say not true. Next call, Robert. Yeah, I know the guy that knows the guy. That's awesome.
Our good friend Captain Kate, who I just love, she says, we are remodeling our house, and I wrote our love story behind the wall of the fireplace. That is so touching. Oh my gosh. I want to see that. I want to move into your house just so I can tear it down and see that. And then this one says, I sprinkled my son's placenta powder on the ground by the tree near It's a Small World at Disneyland. We now call it Dorian's Tree. Wow.
That is really cool.
The placenta powder at Small World. That would be so funny if that tree just grew, like, so big. They're like, we can't stop this tree. What's happening?
So this week is the series finale of the CW's Supernatural. Supernatural Long Road Home airs Thursday night. And here's a really cool way you can win some a cool gift card from the CW.
Yeah, we're all about, like, hooking you guys up right now. And so all you got to do is go to the website, mix941.fm. Supernatural has just been killing it. And so you could possibly win A $600 gift card. Ooh. Yeah, that's just huge. Who wouldn't need one of those right now? Go to the website mix941.fm and witness the epic series conclusion of the CW's longest running series on the CW.
Mix941.fm, and then up here in about 7-8 minutes, the hot three. What do you got for us?
All right. Well, 54% of us have considered doing this year. That means more than half. So are you one of those people? Also, how many of us, be honest, use our phones while we are going to the bathroom? And Italian police need to transport a kidney 300 miles in a short period of time. You won't believe the interesting way they were able to do it. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
Kygo with One Republic. Lose somebody on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
All right, a new poll of Americans under the age of 35 has found that more than half have strongly considered changing their careers in the past 6 months. The study aimed to discover how COVID has impacted people's next steps in their career choices and discovered that more than half are looking for a new job that would allow them to avoid ever having to step foot into an office again. About 67% have actively considered pursuing a career that actually makes them happy. And the study also found people are looking for new experiences when it comes to their careers. And more than half said they would love to have a job where they could work with their hands. Many Americans already aren't putting their degree to good use. 42% of those surveyed revealed that they aren't currently working in a field related to their degree. But no matter your age, 68% of respondents say it is never too late to pursue a new career.
Yeah, or hobby or passion or anything. Yeah, I remember when I was in my late 20s, I wanted to learn to play the guitar, and I thought it was too late in life. But I just picked up that sixth string, learned how to play, I'd be golden by now.
Oh, you made it sound like you did that.
No, I'm saying, like,
I wanted to.
I'm thinking, I'm in my late 20s. Why do I need to? It's too late to learn to play the guitar. What am I going to do with it? I wish I would have said, no, you're in your late 20s. Learn to play the guitar. You got plenty of time. You could be good by now.
Jimi Hendrix didn't learn to play the guitar until he was like 26.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I have no idea.
He died. He was 33 when he died. I'm like, wow, that's a big 6 years, 7 years.
I appreciate I'm very sorry. I was just trying to motivate you.
That was good. That was real good.
So also this morning, here's a stat that might freak you out in this new well-scrubbed world that we're living in. 77% of Americans use their phone while sitting on the toilet, including 1 in 7 who say they always do. 14% of Americans said they always use their phone when they use the bathroom. Another 60% sometimes do. 3% weren't sure. Okay, how are you not sure if you use your phone? And 23% claim they never do. Men were more likely to say they always use their phone in there, 16% compared to just 11% of women. And age is a big factor, too. Almost everyone under 35 does it at least sometimes, but only about half of people 55 and up do.
Do you do it?
I don't want to say I never have. I definitely have, but I don't typically because I'm just in and out. I don't have the time. Not that I don't have the time, but I'm there so fast. Like, what would I even look at during that short period of time? So it's a rarity that I do, but I definitely have done it before.
Nudia, do you do it? She's on her phone right now. This is the biggest dramatic pause.
Do you use the toilet?
Well, do you use your phone?
No, yes. Do you ever use the toilet?
I use the toilet all the time. Okay. You know what? Not in the morning because I'll be there for like 30 minutes.
Oh, you'll see.
I will literally be there like TikTok galore. You can't get away from that.
Yeah, that's hard to stop watching once
not
you start.
In the morning.
You get sucked in.
All right. Finally, this morning, does Italy just have a bunch of stray Lamborghinis lying around? Because that's what I'm picturing after this. Earlier this month, a patient in Padua, Italy, who desperately needed a new kidney, had a match from a hospital 300 miles away in Rome, and the police had an answer. They just so happened to have a Lamborghini they use specifically for rushing organs around the country. It's even fitted with a special refrigerator in the trunk. So they popped the kidney in the trunk and drove it the 300 miles in 2 hours.
Dang!
Two hours.
Do we have an average speed on this thing? That's nuts.
That drive takes about 5 hours under normal conditions. The Italian police tweeted out that, quote, thanks to our Lamborghini, we delivered a donor kidney for transplant to a person in time. Is it called a Huracan? Is that the type? I don't know if I'm saying it right. The Lamborghini.
Yeah, but this one has, they have you said a fridge in the back for the organs?
Yeah, and you should see the car. It's beautiful. It's like this light blue and white, uh-huh. And on the sides it says, Polizia.
Polizia's coming through. That's amazing.
It's beautiful.
Taylor Swift, Cardigan. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
It's Maroon 5 on Mix 94.1. It is 8 o'clock Monday morning. Welcome back from the weekend. It is Mercedes in the morning. And if you're in a relationship, I have some interesting news for you. Apparently, there is a way to keep your relationship in the honeymoon phase forever. Can you imagine that? Keeping your relationship in the honeymoon phase forever? Is that even possible? Do you think this is possible?
I do not think it's possible. Like, I don't know if we even had, like, my wife and I had a honeymoon phase. There's been, like, a level of good in a relationship and ups and downs and everything. But I remember, we're talking, like, right after getting married, coming back and everything being so blissful. There were definitely up and downs when we got back from that honeymoon.
Did something happen on the honeymoon?
No, it's just like life. You come back, right? Oh, we gotta go back to work. And there's bills. Like, oh, we paid that. How much for that wedding stuff? It wasn't like this blissful. I've heard of, like, the honeymoon phase where everything is just bliss. Things were great, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't this like time of blissfulness after we got back from our honeymoon.
I look back to that time and yeah, I mean, you're always challenged with things, but I think in the, just overall, it's like you're newly married, you're so in love, you have your future ahead of you. It's like you're always having relations. I think, like, in my mind, that's the honeymoon phase. There's definitely going to be ups and downs. But an expert says couples who follow the 2-2-2 rule stay in the honeymoon phase forever, or as long as you do the 2-2-2 rule. So what is that? Well, the way the rule works is every 2 weeks, they say, go out for an evening. Every 2 months, go out for a weekend. And every 2 years, go out for a week. That is the 2-2-2 rule. If you abide by that, they say it helps. The breaks help you deal with the everyday stresses of life, and they allow you to spend some alone time with your partner. The 2-2-2 rule.
I like this, and we actually got this covered right now, at least my wife and I, and things are really good right now with us. The first one was what, dinner every 2 weeks? Go out to dinner?
It just says go out for an evening.
Okay,
yeah.
We went out to dinner a couple weeks ago, within 2 weeks, so we got that one covered. The weekend getaway, she was in California a couple weeks ago. I went and joined her for the weekend. We had an awesome time. And then just this past year, first time in, I can't tell you how long, we did a week's vacation.
So you guys are like the epitome of this. You're in marital bliss. You're in the honeymoon phase forever.
But here's the thing, though. Like, things are there's a level of happiness that we haven't had in a long time. It's really good right now. I love this.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm on the 000. So I am miserable in my marriage. I'm so disappointed. I hate my life.
Come on now. You guys are doing good, right?
Of course, no, I'm totally joking. I hope he knows that. He's probably like, huh?
Yeah, wait,
no, it's everything's great. But I will say, we really are on the 000. We have not had a night out in 2 weeks. We have not had a night out alone in months. We've definitely not gone out for a weekend alone. And in the last 2 years, we've not gone out for a week by ourselves. And it's been more than 2 years, because every time we take a week vacation somewhere, the kids are with us. So, no, we're batting zero on this one. But I will say, I don't mind it. And I feel like things are good. And I will admit, even on these like these family vacations, I like when we're all together. It's not that I don't want to be alone with him, because I love our alone time. He was making a joke the other night. It's like, I can't wait till this is over so we can go out to dinner by ourselves. And he said that so the kids could hear. But I wouldn't say we're in the honeymoon phase, but everything is wonderful. I really can't complain. So I think this is interesting. Does anyone else do this? Also, what's your secret to a good, healthy relationship? Is there something that you do, you make yourselves do? Or what's something maybe that you've learned not to do or not to forget to do because you forgot to do it and it hurt things? 702-364-9400.
Something that I learned to do is just to listen. If my wife has a problem, instead of trying to be the problem solver, just listen. If there's a solution to it, maybe offer it to her. But majority of the time, she just wants someone to listen to. And then also, to just, like, give her more random hugs. Like, when I come home from work, just walk up and give her a hug. Or she said I need to do more of that. She said this a while back. So that's something I'm working on, is trying to give more. She's a real touchy-feely person. I'm not as touchy-feely as her, so I need to remember that. And just, you know, give those random hugs. Walk up and just, it doesn't have to be a huge, long embrace, but get up from the office. And when I see her, like, hey, how's it going? Just a little, tiny little hug, or maybe a kiss on the head or something.
But you have to make sure that person is a touchy-feely person, because I am not. And so if you did that to, not if you did that to me now, yeah, that would be really weird. But if you, Mike, my husband, did that, I'd be like, ah! What? Like, give me some space.
You, that's what I said. My wife is a touchy-feely person, where I'm kind of like you. I kind of like that space. So I need to keep that in my mind of, okay, I may not want to come home and hug someone right away, but she does like that. So I need to compromise a little bit.
Well, it's something to think about. I mean, obviously, if you're with someone for a long period of time, you get to know them. You get to know their quirks. So you get to know if they're a touchy-feely person or not. But I thought this was interesting. So do you, I don't know, maybe it's different too with kids and how you interact. Sometimes it's not easy to get away for a week without your children. And like I said, I can't even remember the last time we have taken a vacation without our kids. It was when they were babies, because I remember my mom and dad would come out to stay with them and then we'd go, and literally the entire time we're talking about what we think they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was all we talk. You think they're okay? Should we call them? Let's FaceTime them and just say hi. And then we're like, and then when we see them, it's like, oh my God, hi, how are you? And it was such a waste of our time, because all we were doing was thinking about them.
Do you remember what it was? It had to be at least 15 years ago or something.
We were in New York. That was the last time that we were in New York about 10 years ago.
10 years ago, okay.
It has been so long. So I don't know. This one says, my husband and I cook dinner every night together. It really brings us together. We share a lot of laughs. That's a good one. When you do a project together and just kind of like listen to music, mm-hmm, or, you know, maybe have a drink, something like that. Yeah. I agree.
Do you feel, let's say there's no pandemic, or maybe next year once things start to settle down, traveling again, would you feel comfortable leaving your kids alone by themselves for a weekend getaway or maybe a staycation on the Strip? Or you still feel they need a couple more years before you can leave them by themselves?
Yeah, they're too young, I think. I think they're way too young for that. I'm okay with a few hours, but overnight, I would, again, hi, want to FaceTime? Hi, you guys okay? Just leave the FaceTime on the whole time.
So they could see you the entire dinner. We last week gave you tickets to Dua Lipa's virtual concert. Well, there's another huge virtual concert happening. Live in the Vineyard presents their holiday special, a virtual concert on Thursday, December 10th. We're hooking you up here.
Yeah, if you want to win, all you got to do is go to our website to register, mix941.fm.
Cool lineup, too. They have Train, Jewel, Matt Nathanson, Leslie Odom Jr., for King and Country, and more. And coming up next, we're kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. That's Surf Mesa. I love you, baby. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we just kicked off 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
I was cleaning out some drawers over the weekend, and I was very excited. Does everybody have a condiment drawer where you collect your sauces and ketchups and stuff from any fast food place that you go? Because I will hoard those suckers. I love those. And my favorite sauce of all time is the hot mustard sauce at McDonald's that you dunk the chicken McNuggets in. Oh my gosh, I love that sauce. It is so good. And so if we ever go to McDonald's, even if we're not buying any food, because like once in a while, like, I'll get my daughter a hash brown. She loves her hash browns, and I'll get a hash brown and I'll ask for the sauce. And 9 times out of 10, they'll just give me one of the sauces, no big deal. And I'll just go put it in my drawer. But sometimes you get the sauce police, and it's that employee who's like, it'll be 90 cents or whatever it is. And I'm just like, for a sauce? It's like they're the sauce police. And I never understood that, because when I worked in, And don't get me wrong, I know that you have to abide by the rules, and if your manager says you can't do it or whatever, but I always, I I would try to give my customers free stuff all the time. I'd be like, do you want a dessert? Here. And I'd make them a sundae or something. Like, I was always about that. Is there anyone that seems like the police, but they're not the police? And who is it? There's like the sauce police where they're like, only one per customer or whatever. But really, it's like, I think they'll be okay if you give me a sauce. I don't think they're going to lose a ton of money on it. But maybe once you have one person do it and billions of people doing it, I guess it's probably different.
Could you say, as you're ordering, say, hey, this might sound kind of odd, but we love dipping our hash browns in such and such sauce.
That's when I play it off.
Oh,
I'm like, I know it sounds weird, but what can I say? And they're like,
so
oh, yeah, 9 times out of 10, they're like, fine. And maybe I'll even get an extra one. But sometimes there's sauce police. And that's not the only one. There's a bunch of places that will have sauce police.
Well, I think of like when you go to a restaurant, like the hosts and hostesses, they have a lot of power because it's a reservation for two. All right, this way, follow me. And you see like a really good table that you might want, or a table with a view, and you're walking past it. Is it possible to sit here at this table right here? Well, let me check. Let me see. I feel like they have a lot of power when it comes to finding a nice table in a restaurant.
That's true. Definitely hostesses are like the police. Or, I'm sorry, but you don't have a reservation. And then you're like, oh, there's like 6 empty tables behind. You don't have a reservation. Okay. And then it's like, maybe you sit at the bar and you watch those tables for the rest of the night and no one ever sits there.
Or this situation where they say, you walk in at 6, like, I'm sorry that we have a reservation coming at 6:30. We'll be done by then. We'll eat fast. No, sorry, can't do it.
I know, right? That's so frustrating. Who's not police, but feels like police to you? 702-364-9400. You have sauce police? You have hostesses sometimes? Mm-hmm. They just feel like they're the police. Let's talk to Ricky. Ricky. Who is it for you?
I not too bad. Burger King, I think, has the sauce police as well. But every time you ask for a little, like, can I get an extra sauce or something like that, it's legitimately like you're plucking it out of their house from that cabinet, and they're about ready to lose their mind. You're going, I just want a sauce.
I know. Like, I just envision their paycheck going down by a few cents because I asked for the extra sauce. How dare you? I know. I get it, but I don't know. Maybe they say, if we catch you giving out free sauce, something could happen. We don't know. We're not in their shoes. We're just saying how it feels from our perspective. What about, and it's been obviously a while since you've gone to clubs or bars that have them, but bouncers.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Do bouncers not feel like police sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Try to get into a club or something, or I'm with them. No, you're not. I'm staying outside.
That's
or next
so
two in. Like, why can you let two in and not three people in or four people in? Please let us in. Yeah, they definitely have a lot of authority at clubs.
It's like super powerful. And then I think, like, why? I remember I tried to go into and I think the same thing happened to you. I tried to, we were going into a concert venue, and I just brought a bottle of water because we were working, and I brought a bottle of water, and I think you had one too. And the guy's like, you can't bring that in. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm working. And he's like, you can't bring it in. I'm like, okay. So I just stood out there and just drank the whole thing. I had to be so bad because it was a huge, huge bottle of water, but I was not going to throw it away. Same thing at TSA.
Oh, yeah. The accidental, like you have a Red Bull or some kind of drink. Yeah. Nope. Can't do it. Do you pound?
Well, it didn't happen to me with water. It happened to me with a not compliant brand new thing of Bath and Body Works lotion I had just purchased. Mm-hmm. And the sign says no liquids. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. No liquids. I'm not going to bring that many liquids. And so they're like, oh, sorry, you have lotion. And I said, is lotion a liquid? And they're like, yep. And I had a debate with this person. I open it. I put some in my hand. I go, does that look like a liquid? It's a solid. It was a body cream. It wasn't like a, it was a body. It came out real slow. Like, and they're like, it's a liquid. I just bought it. It was $16. I'm like, no, It's literally between going on my trip and giving you my lotion. And I had to give him my lotion. I was so upset.
Let me give you that option, too. If you want to, you can go back and put it on the luggage you checked in. Why check that in 20 minutes? Mm-hmm. That's already on the plane. Let me get on the plane and I'll tuck it in down there.
I seriously thought about going out to my car and taking it to my car, but I just let them have it. I'm like, well, just so you know, it's enhanced with aloe vera, so it's really going to do well for your skin. I'd take that home if I were you.
They should have lockers there to lock your stuff up. That's right there. Like, I'm coming back in 2 days. Can you hold it for me?
That is a good idea. Police!
Mumford & Sons, Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, gotta let it play out.
Respect it. It's a good song to respect.
Gabby Barry, Charlie Booth, it is 8:34. Mercedes in the morning, Monday morning, it is 8:35. And I think that sounds like a good friend right there. You've got a good friend. I'm glad you have a good friend.
Yeah, it was a very nice little gesture. A friend of mine, a friend that I kind of, friendship that has evolved over the past year. And I didn't realize we're at this level of friendship. And I was very touched when my buddy did this for me. There was a big wrestling event 2 weekends ago, and it was on either pay-per-view, or you could watch it streaming online through some apps and stuff, and I missed it. I wanted to see it, but I missed it. So I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he was telling me how great it was, the pay-per-view, these matches, you should have seen it. I'm like, yeah, I didn't have the app, I didn't have time to get it, and it was like $45 to get it, too. And he says, I'll tell you what. He goes, you want my password? Like, what? He says, yeah, you want my password, you can go watch it. And I was just, I'm like, you would give me your password to this site, your username and password to jump online and watch? And he goes, yeah, absolutely. It was that good. I want you to see it. So then I said, well, what do you want in return? Netflix, do you got it? He's like, no, I got it. I'm like, Hulu? He's like, got it. I'm like, WWE Network? He's like, got it. I'm like, So I had no other like password to offer him, but he just offered me username and password to jump on a site to watch some old wrestling pay-per-views.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, if someone wants to do something nice for you, you got to accept it with graciousness. And I hope you took it.
Oh, yeah, I did. Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
That's a... Sorry, I just laughed. It's like you always take a drink in the middle of a story.
I'm excited. It's like a conversation. I'm drinking my tea. I'm having a crap. I'm sorry. I enjoy myself here.
I do. I do too. I'm not saying I don't. Do you think I'm not enjoying myself?
I just do. To me, it's such a casual conversation that you're talking with a friend. You grab a drink, you take a swig, and you keep on talking.
Are you gonna? So you didn't have a way to repay them, but let me ask you this: if the situation were reversed, and be honest. Just because you were so surprised by the action, would you have offered your username and password to this person if they said they wouldn't have had it? Or would you have been like, oh, man, that's a bummer you missed it. I'm sorry. Be honest.
If he would have asked for it, I would have gave it to him. Absolutely. But what I thought to have given it to him, like if the roles were reversed and I was watching it online through an app and he told me he missed it, it was a great pay-per-view, I'm sure I probably would have told him about it, the matches. I'm like, oh, man, you should have seen it. The thought of offering the password would not have entered my mind, but if he would have said, hey, can I borrow your password to watch it? I would have gave it to him if he asked. But the thought of in advance of giving him the password, I wouldn't have thought about it. No, thought wouldn't have crossed my mind.
But now it will cross your mind because he kind of opened the door for that kind of a relationship, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, and yes, absolutely, yes. So if there's anything of mine that he needs, then my passwords are there for the taking. Is there any little subtle thing that someone has done for you that showed you the sign of your friendship or... Now you didn't realize the level of your friendship because they did a subtle little thing for you.
Did it make you feel bad when someone thought your friendship was on one level and you did not realize it was on that level? 702-364-9400. Yeah, what is a subtle sign of a good friendship? I already knew we were good friends, but I mentioned over the summer we remodeled our house. Our whole bottom floor was dust and wood, and that was it. And we had two sets of friends that made sure every Saturday night we had a place to go for dinner, like, because we were just Postmates up in our bedroom with on a card table. We literally ate every meal up in our bedroom. Our bedroom smelled so bad. It smelled like food. It was just awful. But there were two of our sets of friends that would make sure we had somewhere to go on Saturday nights, and I cannot tell you how much we would look forward to Saturday nights. I'd literally count down, like, on Thursdays, I'm like, have they texted? And Matt's like, no, but we can't just assume. And then, sure, Friday, hey, you guys coming over tomorrow? We're like, yes, we're in. Tell us when to be there. That was, like, such a subtle, I mean, it was not so subtle, but it's just a sign of a true friendship when they made sure that Yeah, the rest of the week sucked, but at least we had that to look forward to. So, yeah, I can totally relate. Would I have done that for them? I'd like to think that I would, but man, our family is a pain in the butt to deal with every Saturday night, and they still took that on. That is a subtle sign of a good friendship.
See, these little things, it shows there are some amazing people out there.
Yeah.
Some amazing people. Okay, coming up next, we do got the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
All right, we have spent nearly 500 hours here this year. Where is it? We're going to talk about that. Also, Baby Yoda is seriously going places that you and I can only imagine. We're going to talk about the latest adventure for Baby Yoda. Women with this name say it has ruined their love lives. Are you in that group? I hope not, but we're going to talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Be like that. That is King Brown. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
A new study has found that the average American spends 2 hours a day sitting on their couch.
Oh.
And since March, that adds up to over 448 hours. The nationwide shutdowns have even caused 7 in 10 people to view their favorite sofa as a new best friend. I love you. 61% are now using their couch as a workstation during the pandemic. Once the work is done, 7 in 10 say the perfect night involves spending even more time on the couch. Over a third say they enjoy staying indoors, binge watching a Netflix series, while 32% opt for reading a good book.
You and I do a lot of work at home for the show. Do you ever do it on the couch, take the laptop and sit on the couch, or is it always done in the office?
It's a rarity. I think I did once last week because I can't remember what was on, but I wanted to watch something while I was working. So I set up there with my laptop and did it. I try not to make a habit of it because it takes me a longer time to get my work finished. But I don't even work in the office anymore. I work out in the kitchen. I set my laptop up out there. I, you know, turn some music on and I just do my stuff in there. I like it. It's more open.
Yeah. And then the families come in and out and kind of interact with family more than versus being back in your office.
Well, I've relegated my daughter to the office now. So because she is doing at home learning, and she would have her whole setup, all her books, her computer, everything at the countertop. Like, we have the bar stool set up there. And so she would be at one bar stool, but her stuff would cover the entire countertop. So 24/7, there's just clutter. So finally we told her, like, this is too much. This kitchen looks so cluttered. And so you said, you go into the office, you can throw your stuff however you want to out there, and then I'll come out and I'll do my stuff at the kitchen table. That way we have a nice clean countertop. That's all I care about.
Much easier to close one laptop than books and everything else your daughter has going
on. Exactly. Also this morning, as a certain Star Wars character may soon say on board the SpaceX Dragon capsule, a special guest there is, the four astronauts who blasted off last night to the International Space Station, they brought a Baby Yoda doll on board with them.
Aww.
Yeah, the doll from the Disney Plus series The Mandalorian is what they're using as their gravity indicator. That means when Baby Yoda floats in the air, the astronauts know they have reached zero gravity. They're using it. All of a sudden, he's just floating all around like the cute little thing that he is. I think that's hilarious. I hope video gets passed on for that.
Yeah, that is the perfect thing, too. Everyone loves Baby Yoda and Star Wars. I mean, come on. You can't go wrong with that.
Did you watch the mission yesterday, the SpaceX mission?
I didn't see it. How was it?
Well, I didn't realize. I was doing my work, and then it said, watch the live SpaceX mission now. And I'm like, it's night. What? They're blasting something off at night. I was so confused. So I figured maybe this happened earlier and I missed it. And I saw this morning, I'm like, oh, that was live. Whoops. I totally missed it.
And was it supposed to go Saturday? And did it get delayed to go to last night? I guess they can launch any time today if they wanted to.
I'm not sure. It might have. I honestly didn't even realize it was happening. But when you put Baby Yoda in the headline, I'm reading
I'm
it. What is it? All right. Finally, this morning, this has not been a good year for the name Karen.
Mm.
And it seems like quite a few of them are about to call up Tinder and ask to speak to the manager, because according to a new study, women named Karen say their name is ruining their love lives. They're getting 31% fewer matches on dating apps than last year, and 33% fewer responses to messages that they send. Even women who use a different spelling like C-A-R-E-N or K-A-R-I-N, they have seen a 22% drop in matches.
I'm sorry. I know one Karen in my life, and she's awesome. So I'm so sorry Karen's got a bad rap. Would you judge a person on Tinder based on the name Karen?
I would not. But I'll admit, when I've met someone named Karen, or if I know someone named Karen, in my mind, I'm going, "Oh, Karen." But I would never say it out loud, because I'm sure they hear it all the time. And I, like you, I know like two or three Karens. And seriously, it doesn't get any nicer than them. Like, they are seriously so sweet. So I don't know what to say about that.
I'm thinking, my Karen is, she's in our horse world, and we're at a horse show. This is like the beginning of the year, and I remember, or maybe even last year, we had a reservation, and there was an issue, and Karen's the one that said, I'll go take care of it. It wasn't like, because I'm Karen, but she was going to walk to the hostess and take care of the situation. But looking back, I'm like, oh.
Of course Karen, you are.
Go get him, Karen.
I'm sure you speak to managers on the daily.
Because you're a pro at this. Hey, right now we're looking for Mercedes in the Morning's Teacher of the Month. We're actually going to announce the winning teacher this week. Nominate yours online at our website, which is mix941.fm.
Ed Sheeran on Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning, 8:52. It's Monday, and I don't know if anyone else does this on Sundays, but yesterday I spent the day kind of going through mentally what we need from the grocery store, making my list. I mentioned that I was going through my recipe books yesterday for Thanksgiving, trying to figure out what we're going to need so I can make stuff there. And then also, we plan out our dinners for the week. Do you guys do that? Do you like say, okay, we're going to do this on this night, we're going to do this on this night, we'll order out on this night? Do you do that?
My wife does a meal prep service, so she places her orders on Friday and normally comes Saturday or Sunday. So her meals are laid out for the week. So she preps in advance, but she's ordering the meals ahead of time, but she does get everything for the week. So she's golden until, I know we're good until Thursday. Friday night, we're on our own to find something to eat.
But those for you too, or
no,
do you have to plan out your own meals?
So I fly. She offers me if I want to order something as well. So I think I did order one for this week, but outside of that, I'm on my own. And I'm pretty simple. I'll get a wrap or chicken, a salad or something. I'm a pretty easy guy when it comes to dinner.
So this week I'm going through like, okay, so on Monday we're gonna have leftovers from cooking this weekend, so today is all set. Tuesday we're gonna do this. And as I was going through one of these recipe books, I found this recipe for a clam chowder. I can't remember whose recipe book it was, but it looked really good. And I was looking at the ingredients, pretty simple. And I thought, like, soup would be good for just one night this week. So I told my husband, I'm like, how do you feel about me trying to make this clam chowder, like, on Wednesday or Thursday night? And he's like, meh. I'm like, why? He's like, it just seems like a lot of work. And I show him, I'm like, the prep time is literally like 45 minutes, and then you like cook it for 30 minutes after that. It's not that big of a deal. He's like, well, as long as you get bread bowls. And I'm like, bread bowls? And he's like, yeah, you got to eat clam chowder out of a bread bowl. I'm like, so you want us to get like 4 mini sourdough loaves just so I can hollow them out and you can put your soup in there and you can eat it that way? And he's like, well, it's a whole experience, because then you take the top and you use that to dip it in, and then you can eat the bread bowl afterwards. I'm like, we are not all eating a whole bread bowl. Like,
that sounds good, though.
But do people? Okay, here's my question. 10 calls says it all. When you eat a like soup in a bread bowl, do you eat the whole bread bowl after you're done? I'm just curious, because I always thought like the top part that you cover, like that's the piece you eat, but the rest was just a vessel to hold it. I never thought like you ate your soup and then you ate a whole loaf of bread after that. But maybe you do. 702-364-9400. So it's like, that just seems a lot. Why don't I get like a bread bowl and make slices, and then you can dip up the bread instead of all 4 of us eating an entire bread bowl? Does it seem like a lot to you?
There is a lot of bread too, and I never really put much thought into the actual bread bowl itself. It's Then you under like time constraints to finish that soup before the actual clam chowder starts to really soak through the bottom and make its way through the bread bowl? Because at some point, won't the clam chowder soak all the way through the bottom of the bowl?
Here's the experience I've noticed when they, because I don't usually get the bread bowls. My daughter and my husband like them. And they always get the clam chowder, and it's so thick, it doesn't go through. Mm. But if you get like a chicken noodle soup or something, a little thinner, that one will soak through. But yeah, so it's almost like you better hurry and eat this before all of a sudden there's chicken noodle soup all over the place. I'm just curious, do other people do that? And the same thing, so then he brings up, well, what about when you get a taco salad? And he has a point, because I do eat like the top of the shell of the taco salad. I will start like dipping that in there and making like my own little nachos and stuff. But I never eat the entire bottom part. I never like leave. I just always leave that part. So are you supposed to eat the whole bowl or the whole taco salad bowl, the bread bowl? I'm just curious as to what everyone does, because I never thought we would get into a debate about something like that. Stephanie, good morning. What do you think?
Yes, I eat the whole bowl, and my boyfriend would agree. He would get mad if I didn't let him eat the whole bowl.
I guess, and it probably tastes, that's probably the best part of it, huh? Because the soup has soaked in at that point, right?
Yep, that's exactly why. So I agree with your husband. You better give him that bowl.
I see, this is why I need some help on this. I guess I never have done that. I always just get my soup in a regular bowl, but I never thought about that. Lenny just texted us at 702-364-9400, says, I don't order bread bowls for the fear of actually eating the whole bread after, because I know I will. This one says, yes, I do. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. It is the only way to eat clam chowder. So, oh my gosh, everyone, eat the whole bread bowl. I love that soggy bread bowl full of flavor. I have been missing out. I will admit when I am wrong. Caitlin, good morning.
Morning.
What do you think?
I always get them at Disneyland, the clam chowder and the bread bowl. And I wish I could eat the whole bread bowl, but it's always too much.
I get too full. They have a bread bowl there, Caitlin. Have you ever gotten the bread bowl filled with macaroni and cheese?
No, only clam chowder.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot going on with mac and cheese and the bread bowl?
That's literally like carbs for the rest of your life.
It's a week's meal right there.
Oh, it's just amazing. I've never eaten the whole bread bowl, but, man, I'll get that one.
Meredith Brooks, let us know how the clam chowder goes, too.
Yeah, it looks like I'm buying bread bowls this week.
Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.